Attention wrestling fans and fans of Shootin' Shit Podcasts. You can now be one of the cool kids by going to ProWrestlingTees.com and buy the official Shootin' Shit t-shirt. Buy it now and be there at ringside.
Legends of the Ring Sting, man. It's a great figure, old school figure. Looks great. It's Sting! Old school Sting from WCW. Guys, you know us. Three-fourths of the Shootin' Shit team. And we're here with a listener just like you guys. This is Jimmy from Super Powers Comics.
My friend of almost 20 years. He's known him since you were 12.
If you know people in Chicago, you probably know Dennis because he knows half the town.
Of course.
But shooters, if you need action figures, comics, wrestling memorabilia, we just showed you Sting. Super Powers Comics will put up their QR code so you can get a good look at everything they have coming. Give it a shot, shooters. Get your superpowers on and get your comics from our friend Jimmy, who listens just like you.
Hey, this is Big Papa Pump, Scott's Diner.
Yes, yes, it is me, Gerald the Poupe.
Hey, this is Joe Gatto. And
this is Eric Young.
Well, hello there. It's me, Harold the Puppet.
This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to Shootin' Poop.
Shootin' Poop.
The following podcast is brought to you by the Jonas Podcasting Network, found exclusively at WrestlingWithJonas.com.
I'll fucking read it on the air live. We'll do it live.
What are we doing live? It's a two-man show again this week.
No, what's this about, man? Like, it's like fucking. You're the only constant. Everything else is interchangeable. It's like you're hosting us and like interviewing us each week.
Oh shit. We've decided to do the show via Freebird rules. Whichever two of us show up is what you guys are fucking getting now.
This is it. Wait, when do we do the weeks where it's just one of us? It's just one person in the camera, like logged in, records it, and be like, here's the show. I think we're going to do that. That's coming.
We got real close today. I was going to fucking do it myself if you couldn't come in. I would have, you know what? I'll give everybody a good hour. Be an hour fucking stand up.
I was just afraid I wasn't going to be home on time. So, like, I was like, maybe later. But then I was home, and I'm like, well, fuck it. Let's go.
I still have hope out that we might have a mystery guest, but he's either passed out or...
I have hope, but, I mean, he might be fucking burying his dick in an ostrich for all we know, allegedly.
I wouldn't put it past him. If there's a will, there's a way.
I mean, like, hey, the rumor is the ginger fucked the ostrich. Sick ostrich, but you know.
Sick ostrich was still an ostrich. You know what? That reminds me. I saw Theo Vaughn, and he did this joke where he's talking about, you know, it's not gay if you fuck animals. And he's like, I guarantee you, if I get me a cheetah, no one's going to be talking about how I fucked that cheetah. Just going to be like, yeah, Theo Vaughn's pretty cool. He fucked that cheetah.
I think it depends on the animal.
It does depend on the animal.
If you're like, oh, yeah, man, it's cool. I captured this raccoon and I fucked it. Like, that's fucking, no. But I mean, like, you tame like a cheetah or a large wild cat. Of some matter,
you've got to go full on Leo DiCaprio and find a bear, bro.
Like, oh, dude, fucking straight Revenant style, just oh.
Get the little spoon after a while.
Yeah, you know, you're definitely. You're definitely gonna be the little spoon in that scenario, right? Right.
I'm sorry, guys. You got an hour worth of this tonight.
Yeah, dude, we're 2 minutes into this bullshit.
We're gonna be like, can we
do some more fucking mid-year awards or fucking like, can we talk about like fucking NWA in 1986? No, you can't. We're talking about being the little spoon when you get fucked by a bear in the woods. That's what we're talking about tonight. Shit's. You know, it's like half the people that are starring in the show aren't even here.
It's the greatest faction of all time. We're like the NWO. You get what you get.
Yeah. I mean, tonight you're getting fucking, you know, Hall and Nash. I mean, last week you had fucking... you had Kevin Nash and fucking Renegade. Or fucking whatever, Horace Hogan.
Oh shit.
I'm busting DDJ's balls tonight since he is out sick this evening.
It's a rare miss for DDJ.
It is. And normally we wouldn't say this, but DDJ he'll let everybody know anyway. But yeah, he's under the weather tonight. We love him. So
you'll get your apology next week on Final Thoughts.
And the old Silver Wolf there, that motherfucker's been working fucking like 86 hours straight. So I'm not 100% sure if he's conscious or not, but we love him too.
Is he like the Sting of the group?
he's the one when he climbs up a ladder, you just start to go, oh no, this might be
No.
He
gets here and you're happy to see him until he does something. You're just like, oh my God.
Yeah, no. He's definitely the Sting of the group, and I'm like fucking RoboCop at the Great American Bash where you're like, why is Sting so much bigger than RoboCop? I'm just like fat RoboCop.
Why are you so fucking tall?
I was like, I'm the fucking shortest one out of all of us, and I hate you all for it.
It's okay. Beast. You've got the most heart out of all of us. It's not your fault, you know, when...
It's just because it's enlarged, whatever. It's not. It's not. That was a joke. Mom, my heart's fine. I take my pills. It's okay.
Shout out to the mom, man. Mama Premier, what's up? You know what? Talking about moms, this may be unconfirmed, so I might be dirt sheeting it. But the rumor mill around here is saying there's another pregnant wrestling personality.
is it Austin Theory?
It's not Austin Theory, dude. His girlfriend looks severely underaged.
I don't know, man. I saw that thing too and I was like, I guess I don't know, I can't tell.
If she's cutting 20, I'd be surprised, dude.
I mean, how old is Theory though?
Like 25 ish
oh dude, he's fine.
No, he's raiding hallways at the local fucking high school, I guarantee you.
I don't know. I mean, he does seem like that kind of shit bag that would, but still, I mean, I don't know. She looked of age, and he's in his like early to mid 20s, like fucking kids.
And so, so was Isaac's last Tinder date.
Wait, who's pregnant?
Oh, yeah. So back to that.
It's not me.
It's not you. No, thank God. Knock on wood. No.
God. I mean, I just late. I don't have any maternity clothes left. I mean, it's just like, fuck, man. No, wait, seriously, who's pregnant?
Brie Bella, apparently, with Bryan Danielson's third child. So,
oh, hell yeah. What's this one gonna be named? Like fucking teacup or fucking pistachio or some shit? I don't know. Like, they do weird fucking names for their kids.
Kimpe.
I mean, but he's straight hit. Like, I like, oh, love. I mean, Danielson, I fucking love him. But, like, he's straight fucking granola out there, man.
Oh, dude. He is so fucking weird. And he outkicked his coverage by a fucking mile.
I don't know. I mean, he's a good-looking little dude.
And he's vegan. So, I mean, you got to add that in there,
too. I mean,
vegan,
you've had the vegan.
Vegan has to be a negative point in there.
I mean, I mean, like, look, I'm a fucking Walmart sticks, okay? If I were vegan, yeah, I'd be a fucking Dollar General for. Like, you're fucking... Or if whoever you're listening, maybe insert Family Dollar into that joke. Or
he's a piggly wiggly tin.
Or, yeah, there you go. So, you know. I mean, I guess he did kind of outkick his coverage. But how weird is she for going along with that fucking cuckoo bird?
I know. She's been with him so fucking long and now three kids deep.
Three.
They're just walking out by this point.
Dude, yeah, one in the fucking chamber right now, bro. Like, yeah, come on. Like, but hey, you know what? Good for him because he's got a plan. He's retiring in a couple years. So
he is. He's probably retiring a lot faster than that now.
I don't know. Yeah.
Just broke his arm. You know what? That's what happened. He broke his arm, and you can't do it yourself. She was trying to be a good spouse, give him a little rub and tug, and you know, hey, we got another baby on the way.
Well, you know, maybe, or maybe this, you know, fucked at a different time. I don't know. I wasn't there. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
No, he's going to retire because he wants to spend time with his kids and his family. So,
he keeps making family. Yeah, he's going to want to retire.
And he can go, and then he can go and sign his fucking WWE Legends deal, and they'll sell shirts and he'll get paid. And
you think he'll take a Legends deal with them? He won't say AEW.
I don't know. WWE would be stupid not to. I mean,
he's still the yes guy.
Yeah, like,
love him,
dude.
Oh, guys, yeah, welcome to the episode where we talk wrestling without really talking wrestling because DDJ is not on to keep our wrestle facts straight.
Yeah,
so have fun with that.
Yeah, we're just gonna talk about a lot of random stupid shit tonight, too. Yeah, so we're filling in. We got about 50 more minutes to go, so buckle the fuck up.
I don't even know if I want to hit the stirring shit question of the week because that was like a good question for everybody.
I know. Yeah. Wait, what was the question?
I don't want to. Was a good question. What was it?
I have no idea.
Dude, it was my week. I actually got a lot of traction out of it. I'll tell you guys.
It was the memorabilia question, right?
No.
No.
It's the memorabilia question.
I don't know. What was it?
It was about AE and how they do the WWE series and how my favorite one was Rivals. I wanted to know what the shooters out there thought of, like, which rival we would make a good episode of Rivals.
Oh, I didn't even know that was the question. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm happy you were attentive there. So
yeah. I mean, something like that.
We might just hold it for next week so we can let
Okay.
Hopefully the other two gentlemen come in and weigh in on that question.
Loosely use that term, but yeah, makes more sense. And you know,
loosely.
I don't fucking have an answer anyway, so it's really just gonna be you talking for a minute.
Well, all right.
Well, that's going in a good minute and a half.
What wrestling have you seen, man?
I mean, fuck. I did watch Dynamite.
Last
two Dynamites, actually. Fuck. Oh my god. He's alive.
I know.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
What's good, man?
Man, plans change. Gabby's downstairs working, so I thought, fuck it. I'm going to jump on with you guys.
All right.
Yeah, she works hard for the money.
Well, we got this. She was supposed to go with me to my family reunion tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But she's got to do this thing for the charity or whatever, so
nice.
She's not going. She's down there working, and I was like, you know what? Fuck them idiots are upstairs getting ready to record. I'm gonna go join them.
Yeah,
we've only been on for 12 minutes and burned a little time.
We're just fucking around.
So, do you haven't seen Dynamite?
No, actually, it's the only thing I have watched the past two weeks, actually, surprisingly enough. I have a bunch of shit DVR'd, but, like, I just don't have the time, man. I've been fucking doing other stuff and just...
Take this for what you will. Anytime there's a Sky Blue match, like, out there and they said she's coming on, I'm watching.
And it's always... The memes are always nice.
Oh, my God. Like, I mean... Yeah. That girl, guys. I mean, her ass just eats those fucking tights up with, and then it's like 8,000 memes, like on
the next 10 minutes. You started wearing the bigger ones there for a little while.
Yeah, well,
and she wasn't getting as much airtime, and all of a sudden now she's on the show every week. Gee, I wonder why.
Because the cameraman knows what to look for.
Yeah, the dude in the fucking full mask, that guy.
Yeah,
that fucking creep. Talk about a camera guy from a fucking porn set. Just like, don't show your face, just straight.
Catch those angles.
I mean, homeboy was straight there in the corner of the fucking casting couch room. Like, he has his mask on, not giving a fuck.
That's current events. What's up with this dude? And it's, no, I'm just joking. Let's not get to that.
There's a reel where it's just it said high spots and why we love the AEW cameraman, and every clip was of her butt. That was it. It was just that was all. There wasn't really anything about the match whatsoever.
Yeah, that's so funny.
And then the Lord's end, Ruby clip. Ruby gets the three count, taps her out.
Didn't like the decision, gentlemen. I would have loved to seen her keep going on.
And let's just, I'd also like to say, I still got a little bit of a mag crush on Ruby Soho. She looks like she could hurt me. And I'm okay with that.
She looks like she wants to hurt you, dude.
Dude, yeah.
She looks like she's, never mind.
She actually reminds me of this girl that I grew up with and dated off and on numerous times, even clear up into like my 30s. Yeah. My name is Lynn, and Lynn, if you're watching, how you doing?
That's a weird plug, but okay.
That is a weird plug. It's kind of weird, but I like that, Lynn, if you're ever bored.
Yeah, if you're ever watching, no. Happily married.
Happily married, but down for some strange is what I heard.
No. Don't you stick your hand up my ass and put words in my mouth.
Whoa. Jim Henson, calm the fuck down.
Yeah, dude. Ain't no Muppet action going on over here, baby.
This is what happens when Dennis doesn't come. We lose our whole sense of PG.
Well,
what sense of PG?
This is true.
When have we really had a sense of PG?
What does PG even stand for?
Performance grade, gentlemen. Performance grade.
That was good. Oh, shit.
I thought it was parental guidance, but okay.
It is what you want it to be.
Okay.
It's the magic of podcasting.
Okay.
But it's good to see you, man. It's been a while.
Good to see you too, man. I haven't seen you guys in a while. How you been? Good. Joe, how's Ma?
She's doing all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, getting better. She's at home.
Yeah, Joey made a whole fart joke before you came on, so.
Oh, yeah? Is she listening to her doctors as well as you listen to yours since you went out and got drunk last week? And you're not supposed to be drinking, are you?
Who was out drinking?
Come out to Philly and fucking kick your ass. You don't start taking better care of yourself, dude.
Dude, who was out drinking?
Didn't you go out drinking last week?
No.
But you said you couldn't do the show because you were drunk.
No.
Oh, that was you?
That was Javon.
Oh, fuck. All right. Well, my bad, dude. Yeah. I thought it was you, man.
No. Yeah. Did we?
What the fuck?
That's how much the Wolf's been paying attention to the chat, baby.
Kind of breezing through it, man. Right. You're just kind of like, hey, yeah, okay.
I'm yelling at you for drinking, and it was him, and I called him because it was his mom. I thought it was his mom. It was in the hospital that years. That's why I called him. I'm like, dude, how's your mom? He's like, he's good, bro. Why?
Why?
This is before I saw your post.
She's not. I was like, oh, okay. I thought it was him.
Dude, that's so funny. I'm like, wait. I'm like, what the
fuck? It's been a long couple of weeks, bro. Just let me tell you.
Dennis, when you watch this and listen, I swear to God, this wasn't planned. I'm so sorry.
Dude, I was hanging out.
Yeah, I am too, buddy.
I was home with. I ended up home with my daughter last Thursday.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm over here yelling at you for drinking and shit. You're like, dude, I ain't been drinking.
I made it to the bar at 6 o'clock last week. I didn't stop drinking till like 11. It was a good night, dude. It was a good night.
That's a good 5 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. Solid, dude. You know, it was an Irish pub, so I had fish and chips, a whole bunch of Jameson, a whole bunch of Guinness, and I actually made a drink that's now on the fucking menu, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. What's it called?
So it's an Irish coffee with the twist. Instead of putting they had some kind of vodka liqueur thing. I told him to put that screwball peanut butter whiskey in that motherfucker. Oh, chef's kiss. Beautiful.
You know what Irish guys like myself call Irish coffee?
Coffee?
Yeah, just fucking coffee, bro.
There you go.
It's just good. Just like Joey don't call his sandwich a Philly cheesesteak. It's just a fucking cheesesteak, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what we call Texas toast down here in Texas?
Texas toast.
Texas toast. You goddamn right. Yeah.
Just because everything's bigger. Everything's bigger in Texas. Is that why?
That's right. We don't miss the hatred, the
racism, the guns.
Hey man, if you're gonna do it, you might as well do it big. Don't be sidelining it. Just
don't be a pussy.
If you're gonna hate, you hate everybody.
Let me tell you, that's my dad's philosophy, right? My dad, bless his heart, he's worked with multicultural people his whole life because he's worked at the airport. So that's like the bottom barrel of the people on the ramp. Shout out to the rampers out here, local DFW A42. Anyway, there's all types of walks of life of people who end up on the ramp, dude, and it's not always good. So
yeah,
I told my dad, I said, Dad, you don't hardly speak English, but fuck, you speak Spanish, Tongan, Samoan, Filipino. I said, what the hell? And he goes, I've worked with these guys for like 30, 40 years. You have to be able to hate them all equally or you're racist. He's like, I'm not racist. I just hate everybody.
You hate everybody.
That's fucking old-timer mentality, yeah, man. Yeah. They're all like that, dude. I'm not racist. I hate every motherfucker. Like,
dude.
All right, dad, calm down.
I get to go to my dad's family reunion tomorrow so he can tell me about how the coloreds are taking over our home.
Jesus Christ.
That's what he says, dude. That's what. No, I'm not. I don't say that. He says that, dude.
My dad is so racist.
Talking about my dad, I do not say that.
My dad is so racist. He's racist against Puerto Rican people.
Yeah, well, that's the way Gabby's family is.
I don't even get it.
They don't ever see this.
And even his own family, right? Mm-hmm. Not even just Puerto Rican people in general. His own family. Bro, did you see what your aunt posted on Facebook? Yeah, I saw what she posted.
Yeah,
fucking Puerto Rican, bro. Always broke. Why is she always broke? Yeah, like, that's your sister.
Gabby's bro. What the fuck?
There's no loyalty, family or not. Everybody gets it.
Yeah, Gabby's family has MAGA shirts, dude. So, not joking. I'm not kidding. It's not. I'm not. That's not a joke. That is not a joke. Yeah. Not a joke. They are racist against other Mexicans, which I couldn't. Well, we grew up here.
Okay. How did you get there anyway?
Yeah. Dude, for me, it's Chicago, bro. I mean, it's like we're like the United Nations. You know what I mean? It's like we accept everybody.
Well, that's nice. Texas is little Mexico. The further south you get, the more Mexico it gets.
Yeah, dude. Texas isn't little Mexico. Texas is actually fucking Mexico. They just took it from them.
I mean, technically, yeah. You're not wrong.
That's the old joke that they didn't cross the border. The border crossed
them. The border crossed us. From East LA, if anybody asks.
Oh, shit. Every time I think about that, I still think of that Ralphie May joke. He's like, my name's Steve. I was just mowing my lawn, man. What are you doing?
You sure there's no S Steve in there?
Oh, my God.
I don't have any gold teeth, and they're not baby size.
You know what's racist, though? As a Hispanic person, you can't mow your own grass without somebody asking you how much you charge.
This fucked up, man. I had somebody like, hey, do you know anybody that could do that? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, well, I mean, I know some landscaping companies. No, do you know anybody close to you? Like, you know, anybody. Just come over down the side or something. I'm
no,
like,
family.
Like, are you like I know you're like a percentage Joe, but you're like you can barely tell, bro. And I know the reason why we know it's because you bring it up. If you didn't bring it up, we wouldn't even know it. We would just think you're like one of those Philly German dudes that just kind of hangs out. Shaves his back, cuts his sleeves off, you know, that kind of shit.
Yeah. Here we go.
You wouldn't know. No, I'm just saying, dude. I mean, like, I'm an Irish guy from Chicago. You don't think there's a fucking stereotype for that shit?
Well, you also look like you fucking ran the Sons of Anarchy post set. So, yeah, bro.
Well, dude, that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know?
Well, that's true. Yeah, no, that's a good look for you. You're definitely not the Mr. Rogers type, but you kill
these aren't real, man. I draw these on every morning.
They're all chimps.
I gotta get up. Like, I get up. That's why I get up at 3:30. You know how hard it is to do this with the Sharpie every day, and then it rains in the Midwest, so you gotta be a real fucking girl. The hard part's the hands. When you get like the back of the hands is the tough part. You know.
Oh, I bet there's a lot of bumps back there.
Yeah. But I got it pretty much mapped out, color by numbers now.
So. You just the only one I can't kids.
Do. The kids back, I let Gabby do my back. She covers the back. I don't really do that.
Kids, come fill up my tattoos. I'm feeling green today.
I thought you guys were going to have a guest tonight.
He's asleep. Or
he passed out.
Or balls deep in a pillow. We don't know yet.
Fucking look, balls deep on a fucking dab right now, bro.
All I'm gonna say is the man was trying to get himself a candy from a downy, so you know how he rules.
Don't make that joke. Don't do that. Don't
I mean,
that,
dude. Not
that
really.
Killer grip, buddy. I'm not just saying that's what he was looking for.
It's not really a joke.
Though. It's not a joke. It's
I know it's not. Real. I know it's not. I mean, what, is she, was she really, or is she just somebody that smoked a lot of meth?
Either way, I don't think he discriminates.
That's saying more about Isaac than it is about me and that last joke I just made. Exactly.
I'm just saying he might prefer the gummy.
It's pretty messed up, man.
It is pretty messed up.
That was fucked up, Jovan. I can't believe you said that.
See, Isaac, see what happens when you don't come on when you're supposed to come on.
Well, man, talking about your girlfriend, dude.
Well, you know what? I think anybody and everybody's girlfriend has to be able to get it, because when my mother comments on the live show that my baby mama looks like this, and she confirms that that's pretty fucking close, I think everybody has to be able to get it, dude. Y'all thought that was a joke.
Can confirm
that was the truth.
That's fantastic,
dude. I think it's down fucked up that your old lady spends more time in the gym than me. That's what pisses me off.
Oh, don't get it.
What pisses me off is your old lady has held the IWGP heavyweight title more than me.
I'm trying to get that. I can't even get that much mass, let alone.
No, dude, that's just Hispanic ladies, you know, stocky figure, man. They either come one or two ways, you know.
Oh, wait, man, I'm married to a Hispanic lady. Watch that shit. She's going to be watching.
I'm telling you, there's one or two ways, dude. You either get the ones that are really slim and trim and they stay that way for a while, or you get the refrigerator. Unfortunately, Evil and I, you know, that was the refrigerator. There was a time that I was stuck with that refrigerator, but we're not there no more.
He called her the refrigerator.
This is what happens when Dennis isn't here. We don't talk to us. Dennis, where are you?
How is Dennis? I talked to him this morning. Is he good? Did we
he's got hay fever. No, I don't know. He's not feeling well.
Man, there ain't no hay up there.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he's not feeling well. Hell, I had a whole fucking spider bite yesterday, guys. They had to bust that open. It was nasty.
Yeah, did you get magic powers or anything? Can you
climb? No. My vision's gotten worse, if that's possible.
If I see you climb up a wall, I'm gonna piss myself laughing. That'd be the funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen in my life.
Did you get special powers? Can you build like a porch or hook up 3 cable or something like that?
I got bit by a spider, not a Mexican Jesus. Can you jump over faces tall?
Did you hold on? Just to clarify, like, especially for the audio side, when you said you got bit by a spider, not a Mexican Jesus, did you mean like Mexican comma Jesus
or just Mexican
capital M Mexican capital J for
the old MJ, the old MJ,
man, Mexican Jesus,
Mexican Jesus,
which by the way is Jennifer Lopez, right? That's no wait, she's Puerto Rican.
No, she's Puerto Rican, dude. Yeah, she's Puerto Rican. You can't.
Well, dude, no wait, she's only Puerto. No, come on, bro.
You are
from New York. She's only Puerto Rican from Mexican. The way down. She had to learn Spanish to make that album. Let's be honest.
Jenny from the Block, man. Who would be Mexican Jesus? Gabriel?
How many times is that? I mean, don't get me wrong, dude. Jennifer Lopez is a beautiful chick, but how many times is that girl? I mean, she's like just throwing that pussy away from the free throw line, dude. She's been married like six times.
But she's back with Ben Affleck now. She's back with Batman. Dude,
you know how much dick you've had to go through that you had to start over?
You're going back through your rounds. You hit the Rolodex and you had to flip all the way back to Affleck.
She kind of flipped back and went, who's still relevant and making money? Oh,
no,
man.
No. Fuck all that. What I'm saying is this. I'm going to take the opposite approach here. That what kind of fucking hog is Affleck working with where he... Where he's like, yeah, we're taking J-Lo for round fucking two, bro.
Yeah, after Rodriguez.
I mean, he's got that fucking python was out that fucking Alex probably Rodriguez got the same Boston accent for a too.
Very, very long time.
Dude, the Alex Rodriguez cheated on her though. That's why they broke up allegedly.
Well, dude, Alex Rodriguez would cheat on himself. That's just
the man's had no honor since he left the Rangers for the Yankees. Dude, that's all I'm going to say.
He is, might be the biggest douchebag in sports, and that's saying a lot because he never played in Philly.
Okay, I got it. I got it. Fucking go. Let me make sure this guy's Mexican, though.
If I can get Joey to say, here we fucking go, five times in a show, then it was a good show.
Fuck, he's Chilean. He's not Mexican. How about this one? I was going to say Pedro Pascal is Mexican Jesus, but he's not Mexican.
I got to watch that, dude. My wife is madly in love with that motherfucker.
He's really good. He's a really good actor.
Yeah.
All
right. So, speaking of Pedro.
Hold on. Before we transition to Pedro's, Mexican Jesus is Tenoch Huertas, the dude who played Namor from the Marvel movie, Black Panther 2. If you've seen him, the guy looks like a Mexican Jesus. He was all fucking cut. He flew in the air. What else is Jesus like? Come on. Go ahead with Pedro's.
That's not true.
Jesus didn't fly in the air. I remember him ascending.
No, that's that. That was, you just like jumped clear to the back of the book. You have no idea what the fuck happened in there.
Hey, man, there was 12 chapters, 12 apostles, all this other stuff happened. Nobody really knows what happened, you know?
I don't think anything of what you said.
I'm a whole conspiracy theorist here.
Mexican Jesus is the Edward James Olmos. That's who I was thinking of.
That's
Mexican Jesus.
But you're going to give Mexican Jesus fucked up acne?
Dude, he played Selena's dad.
And?
He just got killed in the Mayans episode 9 this week.
Wow, spoiler alert.
And he, yeah, like you watched the fucking show.
Just because you're an extra doesn't mean we want to know. Now, it's all dark in Sean's house today. When the lights go down in Chicago.
What the hell?
I don't know if it's stuck like that. Maybe I'll scream off. See, Mexican Jesus got him for saying it was fucking Edward James Olmos face.
Oh, shit. He just dipped. He'll just be back.
He'll be back. As soon as I see he's better, I'll put him back in here. We're not just looking at a screen like that. See, he's gotten worse progressively.
I
should have let him say what he wanted to say about Pedro's. We could have killed like 5 minutes while he's coming back. Well, Joey, who's your Mexican Jesus?
Man, I don't know.
I thought mine was good. He was actually Mexican. You know what? I want to change my Mexican Jesus. I'm a big comedy guy. I'm going with Gabriel Iglesias. Fluffy is my Mexican Jesus.
Bro, I was gonna go OG, man. P-Rod, Paul Rodriguez, baby. That's the OG comedy Mexican Jesus.
That's true.
I mean, he was fucking... Dude, fucking Rodriguez was killing it in the fucking, like, late 80s, early 90s.
He was.
I'll put it like this. Like, he was like the Mexican version of Sinbad.
Yeah.
Like, dude, where they just hit and they were fucking all the shit.
They did the Latin Kings of Comedy and he was the headliner of that show.
Yeah. He was the fucking, bro, he was the fucking Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Of the fucking,
of that group.
Of that crew.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think
Fucking Original Kings of Comedy still fucking hits.
Oh, you can still watch that. I love Bernie. Anything Bernie Mac does, yo, I'm fucking all
I'll
over
fucking
it.
I'll fucking watch Bernie Mac stand up routines every fucking day till I die.
Me too.
And laugh every time.
No. Just something different about him. Even his movies, dude. Some of his comedic timing in his movies, like Soulman with him and Samuel L. Jackson. When he's over there, they're like famous backup singers, John Legend and shit. But they're like, he opened up his own car wash. And the next thing you hear is, come on and get your rim job. Come on and get your rim job. Dude, I fucking died. You've got fucking Bernie Mac singing, come on and get your rim job.
Dude, he was – anything he fucking did, even the shitty ones, like fucking – what was it, Mr. 3000?
Oh, I love that one.
Dude, it was like
– that was a pretty good movie, man.
Me too. That's,
it's not a great movie. But god damn, the only reason that movie was successful is because of Bernie Mac, because he's fucking good in it.
He's so good. Chicago boy.
Dude, I fucking love Bernie Mac.
Kim Mr. 3000.
Born raised in Chicago, and he never left, man, even when he made it big. You know that dude used to ride the just L like Kanye and tell jokes?
Bro, we didn't get this part of the tour when we were out there, dog.
Yeah, we didn't.
Well, no, no, dude, we don't get on the L, bro. We don't ride the train.
Whoa. How I got stabbed in Chicago.
That's not a tourist attraction. That's a death trap on wheels. We don't do that.
We don't do that.
Let me tell you what, America. You want to get stabbed. The L.
On the subway in Chicago, brother. That'll happen.
All right. So, yeah, earlier, I think before we even started, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Dude, I finally started. So, I was telling Javon before we even started, my cable box fucking took a shit finally this week. So I was catching up on streaming shit, so I got it replaced. And oh my god. It's been on my list since it fucking came out. But I finally watched The Bear. I'm like halfway in.
Dude, is that not the best?
I'm halfway through season 2 right now. It is so fucking good.
Yeah, we just finished season 2 last week.
Oh, so. Yeah, I think
it's good, man.
I think
I'm gonna watch it this week.
I think I just finished episode 5.
Yeah.
So
did you finish Lasso?
I'm a huge Shameless fan. I love Shameless, which is another Chicago-based show that Lip, the character from The Bear, played Lip on Shameless.
Yeah, you know, Shameless was a UK show first.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did.
Okay. I don't think
they shot the show in Chicago, and the house that they lived in was on the south side. Fucking internet.
Trying to be a dick.
Anyway, we me and Gabby, we went to a trip and had a couple games at Wrigley for vacation a few summers ago, where we just did nothing but go to Cubs games, you know, 3 or 4 days back to back. It was a Phillies series, actually.
Yeah.
The night that Hayward hit the grand slam against the Phillies, that was a walk off a few years back.
Uh huh.
Yeah, Hayward hit a home. Yeah, Hayward walked him off. He hit a home run.
Dude, how many times are you gonna fucking repeat this story? You told me the story in Chicago.
True, man, it's true. Again, it relates to this story. We were driving home from the day game the next day in a cab. We shared an Uber with this other lady, and she actually lives in the Shameless house.
Nice.
Oh, the house they use to shoot the TV show.
How much shared she have to Uber pay for that?
With a homeowner. Fucking A, dude.
That lives in the Shameless house. Fuck you, man. That's crazy.
With the Chicago homeowner.
Gabby thought it was
Joey.
Way more cool. She was like wanting to take pictures and shit. And I'm like, babe, get your ass in the car. Let's go. It's the south side. We don't
get in the car, you fucking tourist.
We don't get out of the car. There's like dudes with a hibachi grill on the front porch over cooking ribs and shit across the street. Cleaning his fucking 9 mil. I'm like, let's go. We gotta
go.
White boy.
And he's from Chicago, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, he is from the area.
I'm not from the south side though. I ain't that fucking, you know.
Y'all remember when that smiley guy
for the south side of Chicago, baby.
Yeah, y'all remember when that smiley guy in downtown Chicago freaked Dennis out of his shit?
Oh, God. Yeah, but it wasn't hard to freak Dennis. It ain't hard to freak Dennis out.
Yeah, Dennis was like, I thought he was gonna cut through the fucking grass.
I did too. So I was happy my car had fucking 4x4. We could have just gone through the grass because I seriously thought he was about to do it.
Here's what kills me is he's basically grown up in that area his entire life, but that was the first time he was ever like in the city.
Well, city living's not for Dennis. It's too
fast. It was an experience for him.
Yeah, dude. Well, see, it didn't help that we made him drive all fucking weekend either. Because he literally drove everywhere we went. I was just like, nah, you can drive, dude. It's cool.
Yeah, because, I mean, hell, I'm an out-of-towner. Joey can't reach the pedals. You're the only other option, and you weren't feeling it.
Yeah. It was just first one of the grave gets the passenger seat. I don't have to drive in Chicago.
First of all, I'm a great driver, and I can reach the pedals, you fucking dick.
Yeah, dude, this car's like the Flintstone car. He's like...
No, yeah, dick. It did too, man. Yeah, you get that thing checked out. It was struggling a little bit, bro.
Just has oversized tires. I keep trying to tell Dennis that, but he was adamant on cutting the sumbitch like he was driving a car all the way to the fucking right.
Fucking Andretti up there whipping around in the fucking Ford.
Dude.
You're like, yo, go easy on that turn. He's like, all right, cool.
Yeah. You don't have to turn the wheel all the way to the right to turn right. What the fuck? Ease into it like a gentleman, bitch.
Well, I mean, he drives his car like he drives a go-kart. I don't think he really...
Well, his car and a go-kart is not that different in size, buddy.
You know what I mean? I think he's had that same car as long as I've known him.
That fucking car is a year away from being fucking Demolition Derby worthy.
Well, I mean, his basement's... Here's the thing. His basement's worth about 85 grand. His car is worth about $85. If he put all the money that he puts in Colt Cabana merch and belts and t-shirts and toys,
he could sell a small portion of all that shit and get a nice car.
He could be driving a Lambo right now. I'm just saying. It's a used Lambo, but a Lambo nonetheless.
Be fucking taking corners like a motherfucker, dude.
It's just like a used Lambo, just has nothing but like fucking hooker spit and body glitter all over it on the inside. And
there's stains that can't come out of the seats.
Stains that fucking car is going to be fucking tortured its entire existence over.
I love DDJ to death, man, but he spends his money on what he wants to spend it on. And I keep telling him, like, dude, you shop like a teenager. You just He's like merch spend man. On shit like teenagers.
He is a merch man. I'll tell you what, though.
Merch man.
We were talking about going all out, a little wrestling based here. And like the first thing Dennis tells me is, you want to go in on that $2,000 ticket that includes Starcast?
What the fuck?
$2,000 ticket.
Dude, it's a pair. You can only buy it in a pair. It's like $1,800 or $1,900, but it's all nights of Starcast at a Platinum plus floor seats to all out. And you know, 900, it's not a drop in a bucket. That's fucking, that could be someone's fucking rent payment right there, buddy. But
rent payment, that's a house payment here.
Yeah.
That ain't rent, son. That's you buy a house for 900 a month here.
So I told him, I said, you know what, man, let me think about it. I'm still trying to move out there to everybody.
Three car payments for me.
It's only two for me.
I'm just gonna say this. There is no fucking wrestling event in the world.
Yeah.
That's going to be worth that money to me.
Well, dude, that's Dusty Rhodes, Roddy Piper, the Ultimate Warrior, Road Animal Hawk, and Hawk and Animal all could come back to life for one show, and I still wouldn't pay that fucking money.
Yeah.
Well, Joey, you did that damn, what's it, 9K WWE fan experience? I said, if I'm not putting a finger in somebody at the end of the day on that one, I'm not paying for it.
And I volunteered Austin Theory for that.
not doing Austin Theory. If I get to pick, you know,
Yeah. Well, I signed up for like the packages and the tickets. So, like the pre-sale stuff all over. So the first thing they did were these special edition packages. So I got the email today and I'm like, all right, fuck. So I click on the email and I'm looking at it. I mean, like the cheapest one is like $700.
Yeah. But that's a Mania.
But I mean, look.
And that's what I'm saying. That's a Mania though.
But it's a Mania, and it's also It's also a lot of other things with it. There's right. like a whole fucking meet and greet thing. There's a, it's one of those package ones. So now I'm just waiting for regular tickets pre-sale to go on.
It also and includes then, a handy buy.
Average fucking schmoes getting tickets that way.
So this StarCast, the $2,000 package, does that like include like all the Pete? Like, does he get to get in line and meet everybody, or do you still have to pay? Because
knowing fucking Conrad Thompson, you still have to pay. But let me look.
I am, you know, I'm pretty sure the reason why he's considering it is that might be roughly, you know, what he spent last year.
So here we go. VIP Platinum All Out Bundle, floor seats, $1,800. A pair of Platinum bracelets to StarCast. A pair of All Out tickets to the floor. Admission to StarCast exclusive kickoff party.
Which used to be free.
It used to be free. And it doesn't say if it includes...
fucking inflation.
Anything. It's just the pair of platinum bracelets. So let me see what platinum bracelets get you at this.
Yeah, what does platinum bracelets get you? Like one free meet and greet with, like, you know, Nick Wayne.
Nick fucking Wayne.
Fucking. I hope you spend fucking $2,000 and it's QT Marshall.
Yeah, he was free last year.
He was free.
QT Marshall was in the fucking dunk booth last year. He said, well, we met him for free. He was
we met him for free at the baseball thing, too.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Platinum tickets to StarCast 4. Best seats at the VIP panels. VIP experience, photo ops, and meet and greets, plus unlimited all access to the collector's corner. Just access to the collector's corner.
Yeah, it means you can buy shit.
All Platinum will receive free admission into the convention an hour before everybody else. Oh, here we go. Big, big, bold letters. Meet and greets are sold separately.
Yeah, so you don't even get the free. You don't
get fucking dick.
So it's four seats and a bracelet and a party.
That gets you an hour early to buy shit.
And an hour early to spend more money.
Yes, sir.
They seen Dennis coming, didn't they?
They did. That's that good con man Thompson. Ready for him.
Maybe if they throw in, he throws in another $50, they'll let him clean up the trash and shit.
They'll let him drive one of the talent back to their hotels.
Poor Dennis.
Dennis, I love you, brother. Listen to me. Hey, Jovan, make me big. Make me the only one on the screen. So I want you to just click on me right here.
All
right
there, Apache Chief. Calm down. Dude.
Hold on.
Don't buy the tickets, bro. Just don't do it. It's not worth it. And I promise you, we will make an enormous amount of fun of you if you spend $2,000 just to get in and spend your money an hour earlier than everybody else. I love you. Get tickets with us. We'll watch the show together. Stop giving your money to these motherfuckers. They don't care. That's enough.
That's beautiful. I think that was needed. Yeah, no, but I told him, I said, dude, last time we got the sweet tickets, we went in with one of his friends. Remember that time I met you?
Yeah, it was last year.
Yeah. Fuck me, it was last year, wasn't it?
Yep.
I told him, I said, dude, check how much it is to do that again, because we know plenty of fucking people in Chicago. Here's
the
thing.
Those suites are a little bit more expensive at the United Center than they are at the Now Arena.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the venue change.
Yeah. That's like our buddy Pat's just like, he is not going just like, well, I mean, he keeps getting the emails and shit, and I think he's going to end up buying a ticket and going to the show. But he was like, on principle alone, was like, fuck it, I'm not going. It's tradition. You know, Pat, yeah, I mean, they, you know, Pat's pretty.
Pat lives like right over there.
He lives right there. Yeah, I mean, Pat is in walking distance of the Now Arena.
Oh, shit. What was that, Joey? We born for you. You pulled up a TikTok.
You can't wait till we're done, man.
No, I was looking for something specific.
About to spank the ham over there.
You notice he's got his candle turned around so you can read the words up there on the screen.
He just wants you to know.
Yeah, I know.
So fucking thank you. Old man back scratcher. Look at you.
Dude, I got a big back, bro. I can't get all this in, you know.
Oh, okay. All right there.
All those muscles that makes
you
want to
scratch yours, bro. Just walk underneath the kitchen table.
All right there, ILS. Calm down.
Oh, fucking
imaginary lat syndrome over here. Don't let the fucking camera angle fool you. We're in Chicago. Fucking Toothpick Jones over here.
Oh, dude, that was a couple months ago, bro.
He's been hitting the gym. Shit.
Okay. All right. You got that fucking. You got that fucking testosterone fucking whatever.
The TRT.
The fucking one that Frank Thomas shill.
No. I don't.
Oh, no.
I don't use the fake testosterone.
Oh, no. If it doesn't have a fucking picture of a husky on the bottle.
No.
Or fucking St. Bernard, it's not real.
No.
It's got a horse on that motherfucker.
The picture of those Brazilian bulls. You know, the...
Fucking ivermectin
that has muscle on. No, I'm just kidding, dude. I'm just in the gym eating right. Yeah,
it's all natural, Joey K. It's all natural.
Well, I'm just saying.
He takes those are allergy shots. Allergy shots that they make him take in his ass. They're not steroids.
I do creatine and a pre-workout, man. That's it.
Oh, look at you.
Settle down. Ain't injecting shit.
No, he's pulling the Alexander Hamilton. Hammerstone. I bet that back is backing out like a motherfucker. No, I'm just joking.
No pimples here, baby.
He got on a Hammerstone nasty style, dude. When we were out there and we met him, fucking Sean, all fucking night. That motherfucker's using that gel. That's why he's not signed anywhere. Look at all those pimples on that motherfucker.
It's true, man.
The whole fucking time.
Every time he walked by, and you can draw a map on that shit.
He's a fucking walking wellness violation.
I'm over here like, I fucking like Hammerstone and fucking Sean. I bet he's using that gel natural on my ass. That's why he's not signed for big.
Dude, his back looks like something the fucking Enterprise would fly through.
We're coming up on a meteor shower.
Poor Hammerstone. You fucking twat. Who cares?
Dude, he's such a nice guy, too.
Before he decided to be a pro wrestler, dude, he weighed 113 pounds. Let's do the math. Okay.
He absorbed a whole nother body.
When you're
too good genes, man. It's genetics.
When you're too masked up for WWE to touch you, like they won't even touch you.
Well, you know.
And if he goes to AEW, he's going to be using Darby Allin to pick his teeth.
Yeah, fucking root beer float. Let's go. Let's go.
Speaking of that, a buddy of mine told me he got some THC-infused root beer.
Oh, now we're talking.
Made the best root beer float he ever fucking had. That is his exact words. It was the best root beer float I ever fucking had. I was like, you don't think it was the THC, buddy? He goes, no, it was the root beer.
It's just a straight root beer.
Here's the secret. It was the frosty mug. Yeah, okay. Sure, bud.
I even used fat-free ice cream. I was trying to be good.
Fucking... Well,
not to talk wrestling, because I really don't feel like doing that, but there was something that happened today I was listening to as I was driving that I thought was very interesting. I heard at least three or four different people on a podcast say that they truly do believe that Roman Reigns is going to break San Martino's record, and that's what the WWE has up their sleeve.
I think they want him to. They don't want to have Bruno in the record books, man.
Yeah.
And especially since, like, Roman's their guy, right? They've been trying to shove Roman down our throats more than that dude was trying to shove down.
Easy.
Sorry. What's his name? Andrew 22's wife? Anyway. Yeah, shout out to everybody who knows that one, buddy. Woo! I want to be able to look at it the same. Anyway.
Well, I mean, they actually made a pretty good point.
There's some acts you can't follow, man. And Bruno was one, and apparently now Roman's going to be another. He's going to be the unbreakable.
The one point that they made that I really hadn't, you know, I mean, like, this thing's been going on for a while now. Nobody's getting pissed off about it yet.
Check it out. That's my spider bite right there.
Dude, that's gnarly.
That's pretty bad. Yeah.
That's even after they busted the shit. It's like bubbled back over.
Nasty.
I know. Texas. But no, you're right. No one's getting tired of this bloodline shit yet.
Yeah, I mean, think of how they turned on Cena about, what, 5 years into his 10-year stretch.
Well, people got tired of Super Cena.
And nobody's bitching about Roman Reigns right now.
I think it's because he's not a face.
No, I just think it's because he's just, like, he's good at what he does, man.
I don't know.
We'll see.
How long is it until Bruno's? Do you know? Do they say?
24.
Mania 24?
November of 24.
Oh, fuck.
So, like,
a year and a few months. I mean, that's doable.
That is doable.
The because it was that Justin, what's his name? He's always on, like, the WWE pre-shows.
No, Justin Credible.
No, not Justin. no, he's a podcaster, man. The bald-headed dude with the beard.
I mean, I'm still going Justin Credible.
I think it's Justin Credible.
Yeah, he's not.
You literally just described Justin Credible.
No, this guy don't have a meth problem. This guy don't have a. He's not off in a corner tying off anywhere. This guy's actually
allegedly.
Anyway, he was saying that if they do keep Roman running it to break San Martino's record, then Survivor Series that year should be in Pittsburgh, which was San Martino's hometown, or they should do it in Madison Square Garden because, you know, that's where Sam
is. It's got to be the garden. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you want to give him the finger even more? Yeah. Do it in the garden.
Well, I mean, dude, let's be honest. WWE's pretty good about giving a big dick you to everybody. I mean, they haven't fucked with, you know, London or England or any of that shit for years. And then AEW sells out Wembley. And then all of a sudden, we're going to take Mania to London.
Oh, that's a maybe.
Oh, dude, they're fucking going to do it. Come on, man. Come on.
You want an all-in. How about a WrestleMania?
Tony Khan popped that cherry, and these guys are trying to get quick, sloppy seconds off that shit.
I can't touch that.
Go ahead. Well,
here's the thing. Here's the thing. The garden's out because there's no fucking way you're ever going to have a huge show in the garden anymore.
Yeah.
It's too small.
Yeah.
That's what she said. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, Mania became a stadium show, so it's like,
yeah,
it has to be a stadium somewhere.
Yeah.
Atlanta, Georgia. Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Dude, it's a matter of time, right? I mean, the garden,
home of Cody
the garden, the garden is the garden, but eventually they're going to fucking tear it down or redo it. I mean, it'll still be the garden, but they're going to rebuild it or do something. I mean,
it's like, Yankee Stadium.
That was about to say, Yankee Stadium had a wrestling match there. You need to do it again in the stadium.
Yeah, dude, I'm against anything that has Yankee Stadium attached to it. But that's...
Come on, man. You're not a Boston fan. You're a Chicago fan.
That's right. I am a Chicago fan, and that's why I hate fucking New York.
I'm a Rangers fan, dude. How do you feel? How do you think I feel? Our fucking
team. I think our team feel alone and probably sad a lot.
I have.
That's coming from a Cubs fan. I waited my entire fucking life to see a series.
I have two teams on hats in my house of all the hats I have. Number one is Philly. Number two, Cubs.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But I'm just saying.
So fuck the Rangers, bitch.
I'm just saying, though.
I just buy my Cubs hats in Philly colors.
See? That's acceptable.
I'm just saying, as a Rangers fan, if I want to see a fight in fucking
Yankee
Stadium,
you're never going to hear that fucking sentence out of anybody outside of Texas. I'm just saying, as a Rangers fan,
if I want to see a fight
outside of Texas,
I'm just going to go to Yankee Stadium and get into a fight.
Our fucking team, dude, in the 90s was the feeders to the Yankees. Anybody that we got good, the fucking Yankees took.
Well, dude, I mean, you're baseball team, your football team, your basketball team's pretty much been feeding everybody.
Yeah.
Come on. The Mavericks would have never won a fucking finals if they'd have played anybody in that NBA finals but LeBron. I have no spine, James.
Yeah.
There was no way Cleveland was beating Dallas because of LeBron James has no heart unless he has three all-stars on his starting five.
Damn. Well, you know, the Rangers right now are doing the best they've ever done in Clip history. So,
are you talking about the ones that are keeping the Mexicans out of the state, or are you talking about the baseball team?
The baseball team.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. I think the other guys got a better record.
Yeah, I'm just going to say the actual Texas Rangers law division.
Like, I think they're actually doing their jobs. I don't know about your baseball team.
I mean, I don't agree with their job.
No, I don't. But, I don't agree with it. I'm not saying that I agree with it. I'm just saying,
unfortunately, they're doing a great job at it.
I mean, they got the hats and the boots and everything anyway. So they might as well be shooting people. But that's just, you know. Anyway. And your governor's in a wheelchair. I mean, that pretty much says everything you need to know about the state of Texas.
I mean, isn't that the Texas Ranger motto, though? If it's brown, put it down.
Right. And if you're dead from the waist down,
the government
authority, so you can tell other people what to do with their body parts.
Let's not get onto Governor Hot Wheels. That's not nice. But Jesus. Anyway, we're almost at like right at about an hour. Let's do some final thoughts. Who wants to go first?
Did we?
Oh, Sean, man. Do you want to have a final thought, or are you just gonna make your PSA to DDJ your final?
No, DDJ, I love you, dude. If you buy the tickets, that's on you, man. I just we love you. We don't want there to be a house fire because you can't afford insurance because you pay for too much shit. If that all burns down and it's not covered, you've lost it anyway. So I don't know, man. I don't know where I was going with that, but it just kind of got lost in the middle. It's all muddled up and shit. It's like a Republican debate now. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. We're going to get hate mail for this one, I think.
I think so, too.
I'm okay with it, though. I'm okay with it.
We've had it worse before.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I mean, when you went off on Tyrus, who hopefully is going to drop the belt to EC3, which is not going much in the better direction, but at least he's a wrestler.
Yeah.
Well,
my favorite was, I mean, speaking of Tyrus, did you see his quote from his interview this week with ESPN? He's in the best shape of his life.
Is that a donut?
If that's the best, he motherfucker's 50 years old. If that's the best shape of your life, bro.
Didn't he play football in high school? Or was he just holding a football helmet when they gave him his diploma?
Dude,
because some shit happened in high school. There's
a lot of people that played football in high school.
No, I'm just saying, because it's the best shape of his life. If he played football in high school, that probably would have been his best shape of his life. He was more oval instead of pear.
Yeah, okay, but, so here's my question. Did he play football in high school, or was he on the football team in high school?
He gives me Waterboy vibes.
It's two very different things. It's just two very different things.
The cooler. That was it.
I just, I got nothing for that guy. Nothing whatsoever.
You better watch out because he's in the prime of his life, baby.
Like I say, I still go back to him talking about like it's just 45-year-old wrestling fans who ain't doing shit. I'm like, bitch, you're 50 years old.
I bet he thinks he could take you 45-year-old wrestling fans who aren't doing shit.
Yeah. Well, first you'd have to pick. Maybe to Whataburger. He could take us to Whataburger. That'd be cool.
Oh, that sounds fucking fantastic. Give me 30 minutes.
Get a double with cheese on my fries. I'd be down.
I'm going to go to Whataburger right now. Look, peep behind the curtain. Before we started recording, I'm house-sitting for my mom and my sister because they've gone off to have a nice family vacation without me.
Oh, you say, is that why you're sitting on the nice leather couch?
No one loves you.
Yes. But they went off on a nice
family vacation. She's so worried about him leaving for Detroit that she's fucking went on vacation.
No.
I'm going to miss you so much. I got to go.
So what happened was leaving me and then just fucking, I got to go.
That's how we are in our family. You're first or you're last. But no.
Wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. She's a big, fat, hairy winning machine.
But no, I mean, they had this planned out and they wanted me to go. But when they were planning it, I knew the move to Michigan was going to come. I didn't know when it was going to come, but I knew it was going to be coming. And I told her, I said, no, better not include me on this one. I'll stay back, watch the house, watch the dogs, because not too soon after, I'm going to be moving. And I don't want to tie up my time going to Miami for the week when I have to still fucking pack up, I need to find a place to live. Because fuck you guys, who doesn't want to let a brown dude have a fucking nice house on the fucking lake? Motherfuckers denied me for other reasons. Yeah, because I'm brown.
What, you didn't tell him you'd mother a lawn or anything?
No, I didn't. I should have led with that. But, you know, it is what it is.
Of course, you'd have to buy a lawnmower because you live in Texas and there is no fucking grass.
There's no grass here. No, I actually, I pay the kid up the street to cut my mom's grass, the front and the back, because she has a little bit of yard in the back. So I pay the kid like 20 bucks and he comes out here with his little set.
You're talking about grass, right?
Yeah. No, okay. the lawn, the backyard. Yeah.
I'm just saying, man, your mom's kind of cute. That's all.
No, dude. It's the backyard, buddy. Because she has three dogs. So, you know, they do their business out there too. So we got to make sure the grass is low. But before that, where I was going with all this, we were talking about Whataburger. I ordered me some Indian food off of fucking Uber Eats, which was a bad fucking play for me.
Yeah, dude, you don't order Indian food off of Uber Eats. Look at Joe.
I've been holding fire hole like a motherfucker this whole hour.
Fucking rookie move.
What the fuck were you thinking?
I wanted to try something new. So
they probably kept it warm in the gas tank while they were driving it over there.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. So, you know, once this evacuates my body, I'm probably going to be hungry again. So,
that's great.
Whataburger might happen tonight.
Dude, the thing about Indian food is you don't really have to evacuate it. It just kind of evacuates itself. You just
hope you can make it to the right place.
You just hope you're in a situation to not fight it. What the fuck? I fucking
we're wrapping this shit up.
All right, Joe, okay, what you got?
I fucking Ubered Indian food.
Don't do Christ. Indian food, man.
Dude, you're still Ubering it. You just haven't realized it yet.
Speaking of Uber Eats, shout out to Philly Rob for breaking that fucking AL win streak in the All-Star game. Hell yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Philly Rob, fucking Big Dick Nick version 2. And the fucking steal. How the fuck did I'm just trying to think, how do we get fucking Kimbrel from the fucking from Houston? No, I don't know, but fuck, I'm happy about it. I've been happy about it.
Yeah.
That goofy fucking hanging scarecrow looking motherfucker. But, yeah, hell yeah. The Phillies came to fucking play and break that AL fucking winning streak. So,
what was it, like 8 years?
Something like that.
Man. Yeah,
you're welcome, America.
You know how long it's been since I even watched the All-Star game. I don't even, yeah.
I watched this year because it was the first time that there were four Rangers represented at one time.
Ooh, yeah, but those guys were just like out there ceremonially to throw the first pitch.
No,
right?
Dude, no. Jonah Heim was starting catcher.
Oh, Seager. You're talking about the ball players. Okay, I was talking about the other team.
Not that. Jesus Christ.
All right, let's wrap this shit. Final thought, let's go.
All right, anyways, final thought I have. Number one, don't do fucking Indian food from Uber Eats.
Or that.
Don't, expect too much wrestling on this one. If you guys went into that expecting wrestling on this one, we're sorry.
Well, none at all.
Yeah, sorry and, for saying that after the show, but whatever.
Yeah. We said it at the beginning too, just a little bit. And also, you guys are sorry for only one listen last week. Where are you guys at? Listen.
You know, and the funny one, the one that the one listen we had was
you. They saw it was a Dennis heavy episode, I guess. I'm just
listened to about
Dennis.
15 minutes of it. And I thought, Jesus Christ, what the fuck happened to our show? No, I'm just kidding.
It's because you guys were gone and it was me. And
yeah, Dennis. I know, man. I know.
So I had to play the Dennis Variety Hour. Da, 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 da. Anyway, Dennis, I love you, buddy. Guys, this has been Shooting Shit. Join us next week. We get back to a more normal show, hopefully. If not, you'll get whichever 2 out of 4 of us want to show up again. So have a great night. I don't know why, but that burp made it to the recording because we were muted, but you were. So audio viewers, enjoy the burp. Have a great night.
Be sure to check us out on YouTube at www.youtube.com/@SHOOTINGSHT. Find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/SHOOTINSHT. Check us out on TikTok at SHOOTINSHIT. And you can buy your official Shootin' Shit shirt at www.prowrestlingtees.com/SHOOTINSHT. And thanks for watching. We'll be right back.